Doesn't matter who you are or where you're from. Get swiping, clicking, and tapping. Yeah. Get us on demand now. Just search Ash London Live. It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans. Woo! From the sound of the underground to the beats on the streets and everything in between. From the air to the ground and streaming across the globe. Unlock, plug in, turn up. Ash London Live.
Woo! What a night to be alive. Happy Wednesday, beautiful humans. My name is Ash. This is Ash London Live. And for 3.5 hours, we're bringing you just the good stuff. Joining me in studio is my beautiful team that get this show on the road every night. My side high kick, Draco. Hello.
Hi.
What are you stoked for tonight, matey?
I don't know. There's a lot of stuff. I think James Arthur, because we love him. He came in and he charmed the pants off everybody.
He does. It's that accent and those eyes, isn't it?
Oh.
You just stare into the eyes.
Good and haircut too.
Great haircut. Well, he's got a lot of money. You can afford a good haircut. When you're that rich, you're getting a haircut every week or something.
Yeah.
You know, some boys get their haircut every week.
Yeah, I wish I could if I could afford it. I get every 2 weeks because you have to. If you want the fade and you want it to look good.
I'm like every, I go every 3 months. Days.
Yeah, but... What? Yeah, but
oh,
you,
my God.
But you, a girl head is different.
Yeah, it is. And I'm also a hot mess. So. Yeah. Sexy Vi, producer to the stars. What are you excited for in tonight's show, baby girl?
I am super pumped to hear your love's track tonight.
Oh, this is a good one. His name is Rule. He's 15 years old and he is Australian. And I said this in our team meeting today, so and I stand by it. I predict this guy could be as big as Justin Bieber. He's got all the ingredients.
Really?
Looks good. Sounds good, amazing music, got a great attitude and looks good. I know I said that twice, but he's a gorgeous kid. You will hear that track inside the next 15 minutes plus VIP tickets to see Pink. Ooh. Worth over $1,000. Make sure you registered at ashlandandlive.com if you want to be in with a chance. We could be calling you back. Well, let's kick it off with Perth boy, Troye Sivan. This kid is doing us proud all over the world. He's amazing. This is Bloom. Welcome to Ash London Live.
Hey, what's up? This is James Arthur. Say you on Ash London Live.
Well, once again, in the Ash London Live studio, we have got the brilliant, the lovely, the wonderful James Arthur. Hello, matey moo.
What's up?
When I first heard You Deserve Better, the label came in and they played it to us. Mm-hmm. And often, you know, they come in and play it too, and you think, oh, I'm gone, so awkward. What if it's bad? Because I can't lie. Mm-hmm. And they played it, and do you know what the first thing we said after they played that song? We were like, can we hear it again?
Did you?
Straight in for the double play, James. It's so good.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I think I needed one of these, to be honest. One of these.
Yeah.
A bop, as they say.
But it really is a bop. And first, before we get to the actual song, is that true that you can't dance? Like when you go to a club or a party, whatever, are you just moving your head? Or
I say that. I think I've got pretty natural rhythm. I think
obviously.
I think you have to be like, I think if I, I honestly believe if I did one like choreo session, I'd be pretty sick.
But well, can you see the man sitting opposite you, Draco?
Yeah.
He will show you some choreo if you really need
to. You got some choreo for me, bro.
I'm pretty good at dancing.
Yeah, really. What kind of dance? Like popping and locking?
Tap,
ballet,
hip hop,
contemporary.
Like contemporary.
I can't imagine James Arthur doing tap just quietly.
I could take you to tap.
Maybe you
should
say that.
I got tap shoes at my desk.
Who's to say that I can do the Highland Fling? So. I don't. No, I can't tap dance. I'm no Michael Flatley.
I was about to say, I'm getting some Michael Flatley vibes already.
What happened
to Michael Flatley? Is he still doing stuff over your end of the world?
No, he just nailed it for, 100 years and then just, retired and was like, I was going to retire with all my tap dancing girlfriends and just chill.
Yeah. I reckon they all live in a castle in the Highlands.
That's what
somewhere.
I'd like to think.
So when you made this track, what was the intention? Were you like, because it's sometimes, now it's not like we go out and we make an album and then we choose a single. It doesn't really happen like that anymore, which is a good thing. And sometimes it's not a good thing. But for you, what was the intention here? Like, I just want to go into the studio and see what happens, or was there a specific plan and rollout?
This whole album, there's been a conscious effort not to write a self-indulgent album. The last album being titled Back From The Edge and being very much about my struggles and, it was a really tiring record to promote, to be honest, because it was just like, you know, like I say, very self-indulgent, and it had to be that because at that moment in time, I was like 3 years out of the limelight, kind of lost everything. What made sense to me at the time was to make an album about overcoming my mental health issues. So it was pretty ballad heavy, that album. I mean, like, all the songs I brought out were like mid, slow tempo songs.
Yeah.
And that was just because, like, it's not because that's all I can do. I mean, that's one of my strongest abilities, but it's not like what I'm about. Like, I would hate to be known as a balladeer. That would be like, you know, my worst nightmare. So there was a bit of a calculated thing with this first single. It was like, hey, we need like a bit of a song that the radio can, you know, it's ready made for the radio. Like I say, it's all from the you angle. It's like none of the songs are like about me, although they kind of are. It's a bit metaphor. It's a bit like kind of trying not to be about me, but it's not a self-indulgent record, and I made the effort to like make a few bops on there. So yeah, this one was pretty calculated. I wrote it with Camille, who's like responsible for most of the stuff on the radio in the UK anyway.
Yeah.
And she was just like, man, we need to get that banger.
Well, stick around to hear part two of my chat with the man himself, James Arthur. But for now, let's get that very banger on the air right now for your listening pleasure. This is James Arthur. You deserve better on Ash London Live.
Hey, what's up? This is James Arthur. Say you Ash London Live.
James Arthur, still in studio. Now, matey, the new album is on its way. You seem happy with it. Are there a couple of tracks on this baby that you're just like, yep, this is exactly how I want it. This is a music I want to be putting out, and just having that confidence in it. And in this new album, are you finding there's a couple of those, a couple of tracks are coming out that you're just going,
yeah. Yeah, 100%. I'm happy. Yeah, there's like most of them. And that's why I'm really excited about this album. It's like I went in there with no parameters, really. Just like just kind of express myself and just enjoy it, just write songs that like, and it was cool having that parameter, that like, let's just make sure that it's always from me to you. That's the concept of the whole thing, is from me to you. And like, that made it really easy for me. It's like,
yeah,
great. Just what are the things I want to say to my family, my friends, my fans, everybody I love. What do I want to say to people? What do people want from me?
And people always respond to authenticity. It's something we always end up bringing up with artists lately, is that the days of wanting this kind of slick bullshit facade are over. You know, people want to hear, and people have a much better bullshit meter, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, punters listening to this music. So when you are delivering something that really is from me to you, and what do I want to say, not what am I supposed to say, or what do I think I'm, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I think people will always respond to that, and then it makes the experience for you better, because you've put the real part of you out there, and people have, and if they don't like it, well, what can you do? Like,
100%. I couldn't agree more. Like, authenticity is like undeniable.
Yeah,
when you kind of keep that mantra, like, what do you want to say? Like, say something. Like, I think you always get something authentic, and it translates to everybody. And like you said, the bullshit meter is like good these days.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a real pleasure chatting with you today. Thanks so much for turning up.
Thank you. See you soon.
See it, hear it, live it, and breathe it. Online now, ashlondonlive.com.